Weldon Wilson Electric, Western Bank, and Willie's Tees. Now, here's Carl Wayne.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into the Roundwood Lions Coaches Show for a Wednesday. And we welcome you in, and we welcome back for the show again this afternoon. Roundwood Lions assistant head coach, defensive coach, among others. It's David Jones back with us. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing great. It's another great day in Roundwood, Texas. We're getting to coach kids, and so we're just as excited as we can be.
All right, so 3 days in the books. The strength and conditioning program got back underway this week. Give us a rundown on how things have gone this first 3 days.
Well, we talked Monday, and I was so excited about the numbers that we had on day one, and you never quite know if the numbers are going to go down and go down quickly. Sometimes they do during the summer months, but our numbers have remained consistent. We had, 175 boys on Monday. We had 171 on Tuesday. I didn't get a number count today, but it seemed to be just about right where we need to be, and the girls the same way. So the excitement's there from our kids and our coaches, and we talked to them a lot the last few days about the fact that, listen, we've missed 2.5 months, and we certainly can't afford to take days off, and there's a lot of stuff that we've got to backtrack and teach that we didn't get to teach in the spring. And so I think our kids understand the importance of that. So, they're right back to work every single day. They're sore as they can be, 2.5 months of not doing hardly anything at all. I've got one that lives in my house, and he walks around like an old man at night, but they continue to get up there and work. We talk to them a lot about recovery and taking care of their bodies, and the soreness will go away. Usually day three is the worst day, so we look to them to start feeling pretty good pretty quickly.
All right, you mentioned on Monday show that you're able to do football drills, but there's certain restrictions. Can you kind of elaborate on that just a little bit?
Well, it's like I said, it's very strange the way that they're wanting us to do things right now, and the safety of the kids is what matters. And so we're having to, like I said Monday, be real creative in the things that we do. They're not allowing us to go one-on-one in any kind of situation, and some positions in football that's easier to do than others. For offensive linemen, when you don't get a chance to go physically block somebody, that's tough. Our linemen are working on steps more than anything else. Secondary, as far as defensive backs, instead of actually covering somebody, you're kind of having to do some visualization and say, okay, imagine this guy running this route, and here's how you'd cover it, things like that. I coach linebackers. I don't think it's affected us very, very much. We make a living from reading the offensive guards, and we're still able to do that because there's at least 5 yards between you and a guard, and so there's some negative aspects to it, but there's some positive aspects to it also, because it really allows us to back up and to start from ground zero and be real precise in what we're telling kids. And even with our high school athletes, typically our plan is to really treat them like seventh graders when we start coaching them, in the spring, because you'd be surprised how much a kid forgets during the course of a few months. And so, we have two sessions. We coach the seventh grade through ninth grade, and then we coach the high school kids, and really I'm coaching them the exact same, starting with the very basic things like how to get in a stance and what your toes ought to do and where you look and how deep you line up. And so there's some positive aspects to it, but again, you just have to get creative in the fact that you can't go one-on-one against somebody. Yesterday, UIL and TEA kind of put out a plan that they're going to lessen some of the restrictions. That's not going to go into effect till the 22nd of this month. And really, it's just the fact that they've allowed us to have 25% capacity in indoor facilities right now. On the 22nd, they're going to give us 50% capacity. Right now, the student-to-coach ratio is 1 to 20, and they're going to lessen that to 1-25 ratio. So, like I said, that's not to the 22nd. That's a little ways down the road. But hopefully, if things go as planned, that they'll continue to lessen those restrictions as time goes on, and we'll get to the point before we start 2 days where we can start doing some things that are really important.
All right, sounds like a good 3 days. Again, that's 7th grade through 12th grade. And how's the junior high kids holding up?
You know, they're doing great. It's a new world to those guys. I've been so pleased with the retention that our older kids have. They've been in our program now for 2 years, and so their retention is high. They know what we're trying to do. One of the positive things about the 7th graders is, you know, it's a different planet for those guys, but they're there with 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. And so when you do a drill or you teach a linebacker how to play or a quarterback how to throw, they're kind of getting to watch those 9th graders, those older guys who have done it before. So it's not like it's just 7th graders. There's a lot of apprehension for 7th graders mm-hmm. when they start this summer workout. There's lots of moms that walk their sons up there, you know, and said, he's new, you know, and and that's fine. We expect that. But we take really good care of them. We let them kind of ease into it. Although we don't let them just dip their toe in the water either.
Right.
I mean, we put it on them, and they go through the work, and they get the work done. A lot of the stuff that they do in the weight room is just very beginning stuff. They're lifting with a bar. We're not allowing those guys to put weight on, and that's a little bit restrictive for some of those guys. I mean, they want to try to throw some weight on, but when you got a bunch of 7th graders in the weight room with metal bars flying around, safety is the most important aspect. So we really go through and teach how to be safe in the weight room. We're not concerned with adding a bunch of weight right now. That comes, you know, and it's always been that way. They're going to get strong, but you got to teach them how to lift the right way first. If you don't teach them the proper technique when they're young, then they're going to form bad habits, and usually those bad habits will stay with them throughout high school. So we just want to make sure that they're lifting safely and properly, and we'll worry about adding and putting weight on them later.
All right, you mentioned, Coach, the linebackers. That's a position we got some holes to fill for this upcoming season. So what are your thoughts on our linebacker? I mean, we lost two really good ones from last year's team, or three, really.
Yeah, we did. And you know, in coaching, that's a common theme throughout your career, is that you've just got to develop players, you know. And that's why we put so much emphasis on the 7th grade and the 8th grade. And we want to make sure that there's a lot of continuity throughout our program. We want our 7th grade coaches to coach our kids just the way our high school coaches do. We want them to use the same terminology that our high school coaches use. And so hopefully by the time they get to the high school level, you've got some guys that are ready to step in. They're ready to do the job. They understand the job. They're ready to perform at a high level. You're always going to have to replace seniors. And it's just amazing how people step up. And through their process of maturing as players, they just step in and they're ready. You know, we lost two good ones, like you said, but we've got a lot of good players that are ready to play and anxious for their chance. And it's not just at linebacker, it's at a bunch of positions. Defensively, I think we've got three returning starters. Mm-hmm. We've got more offensively, and specifically our offensive line. We're returning a bunch of kids up front, mm-hmm. which is, you know, if you had your choice and on any position on the field, offensively or defensively, you know, if they said, Coach, where do you want all your returners to be? You'd probably say the offensive line, because if you can control the ball offensively, then you got a chance to do a lot of things, even defensively. So, you know, our kids step up. They're anxious for their chance. They want a chance to play. They want a chance to prove themselves. I told them Monday, the linebackers, I said, raise your hand if you're a returning starter at linebacker. And nobody raised their hand, you know. And I had 8 or 10 kids there, and I said, well, you know, your job interview starts now.
Right.
You know, it's a long interview, so make sure that you're making a good first impression. And this is the longest job interview you'll ever be on. And, we don't care who starts. You know, we don't care what you look like. We don't care where you're from, who your parents are. We're gonna find you if you're a player, and we're gonna get you on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned the offensive line, four starters, another one that played a lot. And just looking right now, that's probably the strength of the team. I mean, those kids coming back are pretty good players right there.
They are good players, and they're big and strong. And you know, they were having a great off season before this stuff's you know, shut us down. And but those guys will pick it up fast. You know, the only one that we're losing is Theo from last year, and then he was certainly, you know, a great player for us. But there's a lot of candidates to replace him, and that's the beauty of athletics. You know, is competing for jobs, and you know, and that's where that's why we love football so much, and sports in general, is it just mirrors real life. You know, if you want a job, then go get the job and prepare for the job and do the things it takes to do the job well. And so, you know, we got a lot of kids that are excited about their chance to get on the field on Friday nights, and they know it's not easy, but it's well worth it, and they understand that. So we got a lot of competition going on out there, and competition is certainly a good thing.
Well, no doubt about that. All right, let's get to Sammy now, Coach Sammy Burnett. Have you talked to him, and how is he doing?
Yes, sir. I try to talk to him in the morning and in the evenings, and I talked to him just a few minutes ago. My phone is on the fritz. I don't think everybody's is, and so we were kind of cutting in and out, but he sounded better today. Yesterday he was very, very sore, and I think they started taking him off some of his pain medication today, so I think he's having some aches and pains he didn't even know about, but they started him on a liquid diet. He said he ate cream of wheat this morning. I guess that could be liquid, just kind of depends on who's making it, I guess. But you know, when they I think they want to get him eating some solid foods, and once they do, I think that they're going to consider releasing him possibly on Friday, maybe Saturday. We're not sure about that, but he seems to be doing well. You know, as soon as I dial his number and he answers, he asks how to go today, and that's where his mind is. And and I told the kids, you know, that I told the kids the same thing. He's sitting there hurting. He had a major surgery, and all he wants to know is how are the kids doing. And that's just who Sammy is. And our kids miss him, and they need him there, and our staff needs him, and so we can't wait to get him back.
Well, we can't wait for him to get. I know he can't wait to get back on the sideline and watch these kids. And I know we've got some new coaches too that he's talked about. Are they settling in pretty good?
Well, I think so. I think most of them are on the girls' side, and I've not been involved in the girls' workouts. They work out before us, and so I'm there and probably catch the tail end of theirs. I've seen some new faces. There's a funny story. I saw a young lady. I took my kids swimming the other day at the hideout the other afternoon, and I went to hit some golf balls while he was swimming, and there was a young lady hitting golf balls over next to me, and we didn't really say much. And here in a few minutes, she said, "You're the golf coach, aren't you?" And I said, "I said, I sure am." And I said, "Now, are you a high school student?" And she said, "No, I'm the new soccer coach." And so I said, "Well, my goodness." Introduced ourselves, and we talked for a little bit. And I know her dad, and he played here with us. And she looked really young, but
is that she's Coach Mesquita?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is. And so we got a big kick out of that.
That's right.
The older I get, the younger they all seem when they start out, you know, one of those deals.
Well, there's a couple of coaches we've had in female that I thought were students, you know, that would come in the studio, but we got a good bunch right there, no doubt.
Absolutely. Those, you know, and I want to just brag on our coaches for a little bit. It's the number of kids we have out there, like I said, is just awesome, and it's so good to watch our coaches, how professional they are, how they have responded to all these restrictions that have been placed on us by TEA and UIL. We understand how important those are, but to watch our coaches interact with kids and take the proper safety precautions has just been really fun to watch, to get to see our coaches interact with kids again, which is what we do and what we love to do, has just been refreshing. And it's nice to be around staff as well as kids, and it's been a while since we've been able to do that, and it's been really fun to watch.
All right, man, excited. June 22nd, restrictions will be lessened a little bit. I know we're excited about that as the strength and conditioning continues. And Coach Jones, always, you do a great job of filling in for Sammy, and I really do appreciate you coming in these past couple of shows. Anything else you have on your list?
Well, I was just going to kind of clarify a couple of things. Kids have come up to me every day after workout, and they've said, "Coach, I've got church camp this day. I've got, you know, whatever vacation, you know." And kudos to the kids for coming up and communicating that. But I wanted to kind of explain what our policy is on that stuff.
Sure.
We have a conditioning test on the first day of 2-a-days that is 200-300 yard shuttles that we run, and you have to make it under a certain time, and it's extremely difficult to make. You have to be in really good shape to do that. And so the kind of the policy we have in place right now is we allow our kids to miss 5 times during the course of the summer.
Okay.
So if you miss less than 5 times, you don't have to do the conditioning test on the first day, which is should be huge motivation, because like I said, it's a tough conditioning test. And things like church camp, things like family vacation, sports camps, things like that, we don't count those. Those are excused absences.
Okay.
We want you to be a kid. We want you to go on vacation. We certainly want you to go to church camp and all that stuff. We just want you to be a good communicator. We check row every day when we take their temperature, so we know when you're here and when you're not here and all those things. And we're very meticulous in the way that we check row, because we want to keep good records on all this stuff when it comes to that conditioning day. So we just ask that if your child's going on vacation or going to a camp or whatever, just communicate with us. We're understanding. We want them to be kids. We want them to enjoy their summer. So if they communicate to us, we'll get that stuff taken care of, and then they'll be good to go.
Boy, that would get my attention if I didn't have to do those 300-yard shuffles on the first day.
Yeah, me too.
Man.
Because when they run on that day, they run them, is not a good day for a lot of those guys. It, like I said, it's very tough.
And it's usually pretty warm out there where they do
Absolutely.
That. So pretty good incentive right there to not miss these strength and conditioning workouts.
Absolutely. We've also I don't want our listeners to think that we're just working football right now. We've got a lot of different stuff going on. We understand that kids, you know, play a lot of different sports in the fall. We've got I watch the girls. They work out before us, and then they move to the gyms. They got volleyball going on. They got basketball going on. For us, we got baseball drills that are going on with Coach Harris, which is happening on Mondays and Wednesdays. Coach Daly is taking basketball players on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Mm. Coach Swansea came in today that he was getting some clarification on some rules, how much time he could spend with soccer players. So, you know, whatever your sport is, whatever your activity is, we want to provide that activity for you and get you some good work. So reach out to your coach, talk to him. Hopefully we get you at the workout. We're all working out together. The sport-specific stuff sometimes happens at different times and different places. So just be a good communicator with your coach.
All right, sounds great. Another sign of the times is, because I know we have a lot of folks listening to this show, Little Lions registration is underway now, so get those kiddos signed up. I know that's a great program, ages 4 to 9, and those little kids, they sure look up to these varsity football players.
Well, and it's really good for our varsity football players, too. It goes both ways. Our high school players get really excited about chance to interact with those young kids, because, you know, they were standing in those shoes at one time, too, and they know how important that is.
All right. Coach, I appreciate you. Not sure where we stand Monday right now, if Sammy's going to be back or not, but I know one of you guys will be here. And
yes, sir.
And I really do appreciate you coming in this week. Good stuff.
Well,
good stuff.
It's always my pleasure. I sure thank you for having me.
You bet. Anything else, Coach?
I think that's it.
All right. Covered a lot today, and I appreciate you, Brownwood Lions assistant head coach and defensive coach David Jones, on the program today and for head coach Sammy Burnett. It is the Brownwood Lions Coaches Show every Monday and Wednesday at this time on KOXC and worldwide at KOXC.com.
This has been the Brownwood Lions Coaches Show. Join us every Monday and Wednesday at this time for another edition of the Brownwood Lions Coaches Show on 101.3 KOXE.
Go-getters, run with us at the Green Tank Sales Event, because taking the wheel shouldn't take you over budget. Get $500 off full-size Gator SUVs and $300 off mid-size Gator SUVs. The Green Tank Sales Event won't last forever, so contact your dealer today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends July 6th. See johndeere.com or participating dealer for details. Find a Clark Tractor, De Leon, or Comanche, or visit us online at clarktractor.com.
Hey, folks, it's rodeo time in Central Texas, the Coleman PRCA Rodeo, June 11th, 12th, and 13th. Top cowboys and cowgirls competing in all your favorite events. Rough stock events like saddle bronc, bareback, and bull riding. Calf roping, steer wrestling, and team roping, and, of course, the barrel racing. KOXE will be broadcasting live all three nights. So don't miss the 83rd Coleman PRCA Rodeo, thanks to these sponsors: Stevens Ranch Hand Real Estate, The Hen House, The Pedal Patch, and Williams Tire Store. Graduation is the beginning of knowing who you are, what you are, why you are, and always knowing where you are going. Congratulations to the seniors at Goldthwaite High School, Class of 2020. From Brown and Wesson Insurance, Grimsley Electric, and KOXE KBWD. Since 1952, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has been protecting customers' moments. The big, the small, and the everyday. James Stewart, your local agent, is proud to be a part of the Coleman Rodeo. For all your insurance needs, including home, auto, and life, call James at 325-625-2361 for a quote today. Or come by his office at 114 South Concho in Coleman.
Good-looking thing, you. Yeah? Huh? Now, this is the killer speaking. Do I like what? I sure do like it, baby.
A chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle and a walk, a giggle and a talk. You're gonna make that world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so. Spend my doggone money. I feel real loose like a long neck goose. Like a, wah, baby, that's what I like. Huh? Well, I what? Do I what? Well, I what? Can't never tell, baby. I might. But, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly. Ponytail, a hanging down, a wiggle and a waffle, a giggle and a toss. They're gonna make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Spend my doggone money, feel real loose like a long neck goose. Like a,
whoa, baby, that's what I like. Huh? Huh? What's that? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late. You gotta be joking, woman. I thought you might pick me up at 8, don't be late. It don't make no difference, baby, you know what Jerry Lee likes.
Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down, a wiggle and a walk, giggle and a talk.
Oh, it makes the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. I act so funny, spend my doggone money. I'm feeling real loose like a long-necked goose. Like a, wow, baby, that's what I like. Honey, you tearing me up on this telephone. I swear I don't know what in the world I'm gonna do with you. You yapping, 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 yapping. When you break it all down, you know what I like.
Chandelier, pretty face, on his bed, hanging down. A wiggle and a waffle, a giggle and a doggy. Through the bigger, 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 through the purple rhyme. Ain't nothing in the world like a big.
Make me act so funny. I spend my money. I feel real loose like a lonely. Hey now, boys, take a look at right here. Only one comes round every million years. Midnight rider on the shooting star makes the whole world ring like a big guitar. Well, she'll flag me down when the devil's sway. We were somewhere down that lost highway. She's a lifeboat on the raging sea. She's a high note in the harmony.
guitar.
From your place to house, neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle. We both give a little, ain't no road too long. We meet in the middle.
It's been 7 years tomorrow since we set our vows. Under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you, if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long. You'd start walking mine. We meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little.
There's so many things I didn't say, and even though it may be too late, I want you to know I still love you.
101.3 KOXE Ronwood. Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Relatives of two missing children say investigators have confirmed their remains were those found on the Idaho property of their stepfather, Chad Daybell.
Daybell's two stepchildren, J.J. Vallow, Tylee Ryan, missing since September. Their mother, Lori Vallow, also in jail on endangerment charges.
Fox's William LaJeunesse. Both Vallow and Daybell are also under investigation in the deaths of their former spouses. Daybell making his first court appearance earlier today following his arrest yesterday. Health experts say many states are seeing a high rise in coronavirus cases.
Arizona is directing its hospitals to reactivate their COVID-19 emergency plans. COVID-19 cases have quadrupled since May 15 in that state. Case increases this week are occurring in three of the most populous states, California, Texas, and Florida.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. America is listening to Fox News.
Napa know-how.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping on over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Father's Day may feel a little different this year, but it's important to show Dad you care. At Kohl's, save on gifts he'll love, like tees and polos, kitchen electrics, and anti-gravity chairs with an extra 20 or 15% off, plus an extra $10 off your Father's Day purchase of $50 or more. You don't have to spend a lot to say, thanks, Dad. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Offers valid June 11th through 21st. 10 off 50 with promo code DAD10. 15 or 20% off with promo code SAVEMORE. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Well, you know those times when you feel like there's a sign there on your back. Says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. Well, that's when you learn the truth. You're going through hell. Keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it. You might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were. The good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying.